Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that'll go into effect tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies, lower 20s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, snow likely, low of 11, new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. For tomorrow, we'll have decreasing clouds, we'll see temperatures in the lower 20s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 7, and Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 21.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The new Joe Biden administration brings hope for a change in trade policy, but Brian Keel of Farmers for Free Trade said doing so will take time.
We certainly are hopeful. We don't want to get everyone's hopes up too high, though. I think it's going to be a process. We don't expect that the Biden administration will come in and instantly lift the tariffs and everything will go back to pre-trade war. But we're hopeful that over 2021 and into 2022, we'll see a gradual thaw of some of these relationships that have got hammered pretty hard.
Now, beyond trade war issues, Kuhl says that Farmers for Free Trade advocating for a return to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, now known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement that President Obama had negotiated with 11 other Pacific Rim countries. Unfortunately, on President Trump's second day in office, he pulled us out of that trade agreement. The other 11 countries that were part of that trade agreement, they continued on and they've set up their own trade pact without us. So we're going to have to ask them to join it. And it's unclear whether President Biden would want to join on the terms that President Obama had negotiated or whether he'd want to reopen some issues.
Other trade issues include Brexit, with Kuhl saying that should provide some trade opportunity for the U.S. with Great Britain, but trade issues with the European Union remain a hurdle.
The EU, by drawing these lines in the sand on things like the precautionary principle and geographic indicators, they in essence export those standards around the world. So then when we go to try to have a negotiation with another country, if they've already entered into a trade agreement with the EU, they have a standard that they want to adopt, and it makes it very difficult for us. So it's important that we make some changes on these issues.
Other matters include enforcement of issues for dairy with Canada under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement and reforms to the World Trade Organization while still being a member of the WTO. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While COVID-19 cases may be dropping across the state of Kansas, which is good news, but many hospitals across the state are still struggling with ICU beds and individuals coming in for care with COVID-19 issues.
What we have to see is a break in the number of patients in the intensive care unit. Intensive care units are full. The hospitals are on diversion. Not every hospital is on diversion, but some of the hospitals are on diversion because we just don't have the nursing staff to cover the patients that are critically ill. We don't have the beds. So we're still in the thick of it.
That was Dr. Tom Moore at Wesley Medical Center on KWCH News. Many counties have moved into phase number 2 of distributing the COVID-19 vaccine in their areas. In other news, a Great Bend man is in jail after being arrested for soliciting sex from a 15-year-old girl. KQ News reports that Peter Nail was arrested on Saturday. The arrest came after tips from the Motor City Justice saying that a man was going to pick up a girl at a location in Great Bend. He's currently being held on a $1 million bond. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill to extend the state's disaster emergency declaration, allowing Kansas to continue to tap into resources for its pandemic response efforts. The legislation signed on Monday extends the declaration to March 31st. Health officials say that 132,000 people, or roughly 4.5% of the state's population, have received the COVID-19 vaccine so far as of yesterday. Meanwhile, the state has added another 2,602 COVID-19 cases since Friday, pushing Kansas's pandemic total to 270,000 cases. It has reported 24 more coronavirus-related deaths since Friday as well, bringing the state death total to at least 3,622. In other news, a federal appeals court has upheld the convictions and sentences of three militia members facing decades in prison for their roles in a failed 2016 plot to massacre Somali Muslims in southwest Kansas. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals rejected all the arguments raised by attorneys for Gavin Wright, Curtis Allen, and Patrick Stein. Jurors convicted them back in 2018 for the conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction to blow up a mosque and apartments housing Somalis in Garden City. Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A deputy was hurt when his patrol vehicle was struck while deputies were working an injury accident on I-80 about 2 miles east of Hershey. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that the deputy had parked his vehicle with its emergency lights on in the passing lane while a tow truck was loading a wrecked vehicle. The deputy was seated in his vehicle when another vehicle struck the deputy's patrol pickup on Sunday. The officer was treated for his injuries and later released. Authorities say drugs and icy roads appear to be contributing factors in the case. A major winter storm blanketed parts of the Plain States and wreaked havoc with snow disrupting traffic and closing some coronavirus testing sites. Parts of southeast Nebraska and western Iowa in excess of a foot of snow in areas. The system even had snowfall in normal desert areas such as Phoenix and Las Vegas. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, meeting briefly Monday, opted out of the governor's mask mandate, which was set to expire January 26th, and instead enacted a county mask mandate without expiration, which will allow a decision to drop the mandate at the commissioner's discretion. Marshall County Health Department, as of Monday, reported that active COVID cases are down to just 17, with one hospitalization. Again, Marshall County goes to a countywide mask mandate and can be dropped at the commissioner's discretion. Marysville City Council recently approved the mask mandate extension until April 1st. Helen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with the board last week to update activities, noting 16 different grants worth some $586,000. She has a business interested in the business park and has secured a grant for an economic study. Barber has been working with Frankfurt for construction of a new Verizon wireless cell tower and is working with Waterville to dredge Lake Idlewild and possibly secure funding for this project. Blue Rapids City is seeking housing grants to demolish some empty structures. Summerfield has started renting out the gymnasium to help cover utilities. Marysville has received a Discovery Center grant for some type of interactive garden spot, but have not determined a location. Partnership for Growth is also working with Landall Corporation to increase the workforce pool. David Vermitten with VMT Engineering and County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes met with the board last week to discuss the health building to devise a plan to move forward with fixing floor joist instability issues. Main areas of concern are water issues on the north end, likely from drainage, and shoring up the floor and joists for stabilization. The walls and roof are structurally sound. Contractor reviews will be solicited for potential solutions, and window condensation issues will also be studied. Landowner interest in Eastern Republic County is being gauged by NextEra Energy Resources for a potential 600-megawatt wind farm that could be developed. Representatives met earlier this month with Republic County commissioners, indicating that a large target date in 2022 or 2023 is considered, with the first step linking a high-voltage transmission line with other projects in Marshall and Nemahal counties. Acquisition work had begun as far back as 4 years ago, but some modifications have developed. As many as 200 of the larger turbines could be included. Republic County Commissioners suggested a public meeting in an effort to gauge support. Marysville City Council meeting Monday evening was postponed until Tuesday at 7 p.m. They are to discuss recommendations as to planning spring events open to the public. COVID numbers have decreased significantly in recent weeks, both locally and region-wide, and mask mandates are being reviewed by many entities. The council will also consider acquisition of two buildings located immediately west of a Lifetime Murals Pony Express Plaza on 7th Street downtown. The buildings currently used for storage would be demolished for additional green space at this time. Kansas State High School Activities Association last week approved allowing up to 4 spectators per participant for school sports and extracurricular activities. This will be subject to local discretion and will take effect January 29th. League representatives will be meeting to discuss a standard policy for member schools. A 4-county task force has been initiated with Marshall, Washington, Clay, and Pottawatomie counties to continue investigation into recent break-ins and thefts, including power tools and firearms. These include lumber yards in Marysville, Washington, and Palmer, as well as county transfer stations in Marshall and Washington counties. Anyone with information regarding the thefts or the sale of power tools is asked to contact authorities. John V. Cook, age 82, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 11 a.m., with a rosary at 10:30. At the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville, burial in the church cemetery. Lower Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for John Cook.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started. Or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, yesterday through the overnight hours, we've had this low pressure system move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some heavy snow across the central parts of the country. This snow is still impacting some areas of the Midwest and into the eastern parts of the Midwest as we head through the day. And we have an upper level system that will move across the area as we head into tonight, into tomorrow, bringing a little bit more snow. Otherwise, finally, as we head towards the end of the week, Thursday and Friday, high pressure system moves in, and it looks like we'll start to see some warmer temperatures as we head into Friday. So across the area, winter weather advisory goes to effect tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy snow, low of 11. We'll see new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. For tomorrow, decreasing clouds, temperatures in the lower 20s. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature, late January 42, record high on this date 70. The average low 18, the record low is 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:39. Sunset this evening, 5:41. We settled in for just shy of 4 inches of snow Monday. 8 inches over toward Washington. 9 inches up in Beatrice. About a foot of snow north of Beatrice near Cortland reported.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Have you ever considered all the things you can do with dental floss? We have, and we will share a few suggestions on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey great Wayne Gretzky shares a birthday with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. And Michigan was admitted as the 26th state on this day in 1837. When it comes to clever uses for household items, few products are more versatile than everyday dental floss. Try these ideas. Use it to cut delicate foods like soft cheese or eggs, or to cleanly remove stuck cookies from a baking pan. Auto hobbyists have used it for years to debadge cars. In a pinch, floss can replace fishing line or can be used as a makeshift clothesline. Got hard-to-reach dirt between furniture joints? Floss it. Dental floss can also be used anywhere you might use sewing thread. Oh, and don't forget to use it on your teeth, too. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Trucks, trucks, trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company include a like new 2017 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ 71 package. A 2016 Silverado 2500 HD and a 2016 Silverado 1500 model. These are one owner units, like new and priced right at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Police say R&B artist Trey Songz was arrested during the AFC Championship game in Kansas City after fans complained he wasn't following COVID-19 protocols and other rules, and he then punched an officer who was trying to remove him. Songs, whose name is Tremaine Alden Everson, was released yesterday from the Jackson County Jail. Jackson County authorities say an investigation continues and no charges have yet been filed. The Cactus League and Arizona community leaders have asked Major League Baseball to delay the start of spring training due to coronavirus concerns just over 3 weeks before pitchers and catchers are supposed to report. The Cactus League made the request in a letter to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, obtained by the Associated Press. The letter was co-signed by mayors of Mesa, Scottsdale, Surprise, Glendale, Goodyear, and Peoria. Arizona is currently averaging just under 7,000 new cases of corona per day. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. At least two major airlines have added direct flights connecting Kansas City to Tampa ahead of the big showdown between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. Southwest Airlines added two nonstop flights from KCI down to TPA on February 4th and three on February 5th. Fans have the option to return on one of three direct flights on February 8th or one nonstop flight back on February 9th. Other flights include stops. Times vary throughout the days as early as 8 a.m. Gonzaga and Baylor remaining atop the AP Top 25 college men's basketball poll. Kansas falling to number 15. After Gonzaga and Baylor comes Villanova, followed by Michigan. The rest of the top 10 includes number 5 Texas, followed by Houston, Iowa, Virginia, Alabama, and Texas Tech. On the college hardwood tonight, it's the KU Jayhawks and TCU Horned Frogs. They'll tip it off at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night, the K-State Wildcats and Baylor Bears. Mid-America Network Sports.
Plan for a season-long harvest of corn, beans, and other vegetables with Relay Planting. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. My friend, Bob Palomsky, recommends this technique in his month-by-month gardening book for Alabama. The idea is to stagger the planting time of one crop over a long period of time instead of planting it all at once. Let's take beans, for example. Start the season by planting a couple rows of beans. Then, 2 weeks later, plant another row or two. Continue until the last possible planting date for beans in your area. This way, you'll have a long harvest period instead of one big harvest. You can accomplish the same thing by using varieties that mature at different times. So let's say you plant beans that mature in 65, 80, and 95 days. Plant all these at the same time, but you'll be harvesting over a longer period. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You may never have heard the name Lew Wallace, but I bet you've heard of one of the books he wrote. In fact, next to the Bible, it was the best-selling book of the 19th century. That big literary hit is today's topic on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Lew Wallace was the son of an Indiana governor, a veteran of the Mexican and Civil Wars, and as Larry Paulberg explains, an individual with an interesting mix of skills. one of which was writing.
He started his verse book when he was 19. It took him 30 years to finish the book. I mean, once he started something, he saw it through. And that book was published about 1873.
That book was titled The Fair God, a historical novel. He subsequently wrote a faith-based story about the three wise men for a New York publication. But it was a chance meeting with an old friend, Robert Ingersoll, a leading agnostic of the time, that had a major impact on that article and Wallace.
Ingersoll knew the Bible really well, and he basically filleted Lou. And Lou was undone by that. And in the morning, he evidently telegraphed the New York publication and said, "You can't have my article. I had no business writing it. I don't understand why I believe what I believe."
Wallace began to study his faith, the roots of Christianity. 7 years of research and writing resulted in something you've perhaps read or seen.
In doing that research with the original intent of refuting Mr. Ingersoll, he came to see that maybe I can make a story out of this. And that's where Ben-Hur came from.
The book Ben-Hur was released at Christmas of 1880 and grew to become one of the most widely read books in the world.
The initial sales were okay, but not great. And by 1888 or 89, it had knocked Uncle Tom's Cabin off of the best-selling book list. And then by the end of the 19th century, it was his best-selling book in the world of the 19th century, with the exception of the Bible.
But Ben-Hur was more than just a book. It crossed into many different media forms, generating fame and profits for Wallace. In fact, some people began naming purebred livestock after Ben-Hur, and Wallace was earning a royalty. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Many pastures are stressed from last year's drought and will have a tough time recovering this spring. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on what you can do to revive them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It was a dry summer and fall last year for many parts of the country, so drought-stricken pastures need some help going into spring. Plant roots are stressed, and if the livestock overgrazed, it's going to take even longer for the pasture to recover. Fertility is a key part of that revival. If you fed hay through the winter, phosphorus and potassium levels in the pasture should be okay, but do a soil test and apply nutrients where necessary. Joe Sellers is a retired extension beef specialist at Iowa State University. He says planting some annuals can give the pasture a forage boost.
We've had cases where people have done a mix of especially some summer annuals to get more production, but maybe you could even get some cooler season annuals like oats and peas or something like that, something you can plant even earlier, and target areas with poor stands or some places where you think you're just not going to get any production. It's not going to be a save-all, but there might be places where you just get some other things that will produce more and get some bump up some forage just by putting an annual in.
This could be a good time to try frost seeding. He recommends broadcasting a few pounds of red clover before March to give it time to work into the soil.
It can be both a combination of freezing and thawing to help get those seedlings to go, or also just cattle hooves getting to go. And obviously you can wait a little longer to interseed with a drill, and that'd probably be a higher percentage success. But we've had pretty good luck, especially with the legumes, to frost seed. I don't think we've had very good luck over the years, though, trying to do much with grass. I mean, because the grass seeds are fluffier, lighter, they're not going to get down to the seeds of soil contact. So probably red clover and trefoil are the couple of ones we had the best luck with the frost seeding.
In the spring, have a well-thought-out rotational grazing plan for the first few months of new seedling establishment. Find more resources for managing drought-stressed pastures at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
love the saying, the journey may not be easy, but it will always be worth it. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Do you hear the word budget and immediately flinch? You know, budgeting can have a bad rap, but many people don't realize just how simple it can be. There are, of course, your day-to-day expenses like housing, food, and car payments. But putting a budget in place for the small things in life can go a long way. Additionally, setting a portion of your funds aside for generosity will help to ensure that you have a well-rounded approach to your finances. By having a budget for the big and the small things, you'll be prepared for any unforeseen events, and you can enjoy financial clarity and live a life filled with meaning and gratitude. If you're unsure of what steps to take to start your budget strategy, work with a financial professional to help you bucket out your daily priorities and create a doable plan. And just remember, every journey has obstacles, but they are always worth it in the end.
Nebraska research makes a case for grazing cattle on corn residue. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Once the corn is harvested, putting cattle out on that crop residue in the fall or the following spring can be a good thing. Morgan Graybaugh is a graduate research assistant at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
Regardless of stocking density, grazing corn residue in the spring may cause minor compaction, but it's below threshold. It's not enough to reduce the subsequent soybean yields.
In fact, says Graybaugh, soybean yields in the crop year following grazing were the same as or even a little higher than fields that were not grazed.
There was a survey of 19 states in the region, and it was saying that only 12% of residue is utilized. And of that 12%, 83% is used for grazing. And when you take that utilization data for those states, you multiply it by the rental rate, the value that's added to the crop sector is greater than $95 million. So it's a significant source of income for farmers and a low-cost feed option for cattle producers. It's just that even with all those benefits and an opportunity to use it, people might not be comfortable with it due to the concerns about compaction.
You can find out more at beef.unl.edu. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the pandemic has upended export shipping of ag and other United States goods to key markets like China, which is creating a shortage of shipping containers and prompting exporters to ask the Biden administration for help. Export demand has soared since August. More of it is inbound from China to the United States, prompting shippers refusing to wait in ports for containers to be reloaded before returning them to China. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says,
we're going to see impacts throughout the whole supply chain because those containers aren't being waited on to be refilled with an agricultural commodity to be exported. The container itself is higher value, and so they're now just turning directly around to get the ships out quicker and to get those containers back to Asia to bring another shipment back in the ocean voyage.
The Port of Los Angeles processed some 2.5 times as many empty containers headed back to China as full ones, leading to a shortage of trucking containers in the heartland. Walmsley says there is a silver lining for bulk grains, soybeans, and other ag goods.
The vast majority, you know, travels by inland waterway system through our barges, or through rail up to the Pacific Northwest, where then it is then loaded onto bulk container vessels, not container vessels, if that makes sense. So you're still seeing our container ships as far as bulk commodity grains and different things like that being able to move. It's that more niche market that's in a shipping container that's being impacted in the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
Walmsley says more niche products like hay, horticultural, and other ag goods may be bottled up or unable to reach the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. The American Farm Bureau and other ag groups wrote to Biden officials this month to complain about supply chain dysfunction. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com. And type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Farm Bureau released a report yesterday detailing how USDA NAS can improve accuracy and farmer confidence in survey results. Correspondent Michael Clements shares what the recommendations are.
A Farm Bureau working group presented its findings Thursday, suggesting improvements to how USDA NAS can quickly and accurately collect data. With the significant weather events over the last few years, NAS has made large changes to crop estimates, causing wild swings in the market. AFBF economist Shelby Myers says this led to farmers questioning the ability to respond quickly to rapidly changing conditions.
At our 101st annual convention in early 2020, the voting delegates recommended that the AFBF board address convene a Farm Bureau-led coalition of our members to review and make suggested improvements to USDA NAS's data collection and reporting methodologies.
Myers says the working group considered input from the entire agriculture industry.
The 10-member farmer working group held monthly meetings and conducted more than a dozen interviews with staff and leadership from government, trade associations, market analysis firms, and land-grant universities. In the end, the working group developed a series of recommendations for the agency that focused on technology improvements and better communication from the agency.
The working group made four recommendations.
The first being increased transparency with the agriculture community, being more forthcoming about how information is collected, reviewed, audited, and reported. The second is to accelerate new and innovative technology adoption so that NAS has access to the best resources, information, data, software, talent, and networks. The third is increased collaboration with Farm Bureau to accomplish our shared goals. And finally, strengthen NAS for U.S. agriculture. If we can implement these recommendations, it will go a long way toward improving the great work already being done by NAS and strengthen the agency's position.
Find the final report on the market intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
There is optimism in the soybean export market this year. From whole beans to soy meal to oil, it looks encouraging. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Projections are predicting an increase in soybean acres this year. Soybean producers ramping up for the 2021 planting season should feel good about the prospects in the export markets. Monty Peterson is chairman of the board for the U.S. Soybean Export Council. He says from a farmer perspective, things are more encouraging now than they were less than a year ago. Market prices and increased sales and export levels of the U.S. crop give reason for optimism.
Well, I think there's no question that the global soy complex has pivoted. You know, the world has transitioned from a global surplus of soy to one of tightening supplies as this global demand swells and U.S. soy is moving the pile.
Countries like Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Egypt have shown growth in the last 4 or 5 years of anywhere from 50 to 500%. He says that's encouraging because it looks like they prefer U.S. soy and are shining examples of new markets that are developing. We're also seeing strong forward growth in sales to countries like Mexico, Indonesia, and Vietnam. All parts of the bean are in high demand.
Certainly, we're seeing whole soy move at a greater pace. That's mostly due to China. Soybean meal has continued to find its way out of the country. And I think probably the most surprising, at least to me, component here as of late is the demand on soybean oil. We've seen this uptick in the amount of soybean oil leaving the country. So the whole complex looks encouraging to me.
I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about soybean exports at agriculture.com.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Nice double-digit gains for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheats continue as we roll through Tuesday. March corn is up 18 and a quarter currently at 529 and three quarters. May corn up 17 and three quarters at 532. The wheat markets are all in good shape. March Kansas City wheat up 14 at 641 and a quarter. May up 13 at 644. Soybeans. March soybeans up 26 and a half at 1370. May beans up 26 and a half at 1369 and a quarter. March soybean meal is up 750 at 437.10. May bean meal up 780 at 434.20. March bean oil is 84 points higher at 73.48. May bean oil is up 76 points at 42.97. So nice positives for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Cotton is not having a good day today. March cotton down 65 points at 81.68. May cotton down 51 at 82.79. In the livestock complex, those numbers remain mixed. February live cattle up 75 cents at 117.27. April up 50 cents at 123.45. So some good news for fat cattle. January feeders down 82 at 135.72. March feeders down 110 at 142.75. So having a tough go with the feeder cattle. All the later months are in the red as well. Hogs are mixed. February hogs down 27 at 70.37. April hogs up 47 at 77.10. So hogs are mixed. Feeder cattle are down, and fat cattle seem to be on the upside so far. In terms of the energy markets, March crude oil is down 19 cents at 52.58. We're seeing plus signs with unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas. Gold is having a tough day today. February gold is down $3.70 currently, at $1,851.50 an ounce. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See reach.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Just a friend, that's all I've ever been, but you don't know me.
Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.